Welcome back to Pesukei HaDaf. We are learning Brachos Daf Lamed Ches, and today our focus is going to be poor man's bread. There are four Pesukim on this Daf in total, and we're going to be looking at the Pesuk in Devarim Tes Zayin Gimel, and it reads as follows: Lo yisoichal olav chametz, you cannot eat over it leavened bread. Shivas yomim toichal olav matzos, so 7 days you'll eat over it unleavened bread. Lechem oini, which is this bare bread, as is translated in some translations, bread of poverty or distress. Because you left in a hurry from Israel, from the land of Egypt, and you're eating this bread in order that you should remember the day of Exodus all the days of your life. The Gemara on Lamed Chesamot Aleph actually darshans this as the following. The Gemara is asking a practical question about a particular type of bread. It's what's called kuba da'ara, which is this very basic kind of dough of the ground, it's called. And the question is does it have the din of lechem to say a bracha or not, is a mezonos? The Gemara ultimately concludes that it does say it is considered lechem, and in fact, Mar Barav Ashi even goes so far as to say, that a person can even fulfill the obligation of matzah were they to use kuba da'ara. My time, what's the reason? Lechem oini karin bay, because we call it the bread of affliction. And therefore it is sufficient to consider it matzah. What the shakel and taria of this Gemara seems to indicate is that the fact that it is a lowly type of meal, it is a lowly type of consumption, is actually more fitting for it to be matzah in that respect, and certainly does fit the bill. However, to understand this fully, to appreciate this fully, let's understand what the Pasuk's actually talking about. What is this idea of lechem oni? We know that one way that it is interpreted in the Haggadah is lechem she'onim alav dovarim harbe, as the Gemara in Psachim and is mentioned in the Haggadah, is that it's the idea that we talk about, we answer many questions about it, we articulate many ideas over it. So that seems to be a very positive thing. But this Pasuk seems to be indicating that it's lechem oni. The basic pshat of the Pasuk seems to be it's a poor man's bread. And why is it a poor man's bread? Because we were in a rush. Why were we in a rush? Because we were leaving servitude. And the Maharal in Gvuras Hashem, which is his sefer on Yetzias Mitzrayim, has a very profound insight into this. In Perek Nun Aleph, the 51st chapter, he has a very fascinating insight where he says that the reason why we call this lechem oni is not because necessarily it's a poor man's bread. After all, certainly if you look around today, matzah costs a whole lot of money. It's not so cheap at all. Around these days, I know that one of the matzah companies is charging $43 a pound. That's not lechem oni by any standard. If we're going to say it's about its actual price. The Maharal makes a few interesting suggestions. He suggests at the beginning maybe it might be an issue of digestion. It's very hard to digest. Maybe that's why slave masters would like their slaves to have lechem oni, because it keeps them fuller for longer, even though it doesn't help them with their digestion. But he ends with the more sophisticated pshat, where he says the following. The reason why it's called lechem oni is when you contrast it to matzah ashira. What's matzah ashira? Matzah ashira doesn't mean it's richer, matzah costs more money. Actually, matzah ashira costs less, there's less demand for matzah ashira. But matzah ashira is something which it has more ingredients. It has oil, it has eggs, it has honey, it has other things which spice it up. The reason why it's called lechem oni, matzah is called lechem oni, is because it is unadulterated. It only has two ingredients, and that is water and flour and barely even thyme. And the idea of this is that it's not so much a poor man's bread, but rather the bread of simplicity. And ironically, simplicity is a symbol more of freedom than it is a symbol of slavery. So meaning this is not poor man, poverty, person who's asking for alms at the corner bread. This is the bread representing what it means to be free. What does it mean to be free? It means to be free that you don't need other things. Who's a luckier person? A person who needs to have a 5-course meal of gourmet meat every night, or a person who can make do with a sandwich? The person who can make do with a sandwich is a luckier person. Who's luckier? A person who needs to have a latte with milk and sugar and frothed milk, or a person who can deal with black coffee? The person who needs less, has less components in their life, are more independent of those components when they are lacking. And that's what the Maharal is saying. The real way to Cheirus is ultimate Pashtus, which means to say Lechem Oni, which is why it is that we're eating this bread. So when we look at this Kuba Da'ara, this simple bread over here, make no mistake, it's a good reflection of what it means to be independent and what it means to ultimately be free. And that is the reflection of our state. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.